Lucy and I by Chloe Harris.
The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the chair. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the chair. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet.
Maybe a new angle will help. This week I've been able to sit up. I can just about see into our neighbour's bedroom across the road. I'm already bored of her. I've sussed her out. Well, as much as I can, anyway. She's fat and she stuffs her bra. This makes me think she gets paid too much. Oh, God. I sound like mother sometimes.
What are you doing sat up?
Honestly, I feel much better like this.
Oh, Molly, come on.
Mother... Please.
What did I say about making a fuss? I'm sorry, darling. I just want you to get better. That's all.
The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the chair. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door.
Thank God for this phone. Thank Lucy for this phone. She's always sneaking stuff in for me. Last night she snuck in cigarettes when she got drunk.
Go on, just one pop. It'll do you good. You gotta breathe it all in, though.
Are you sure?
Yes.
No?
Oh. What are you doing?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You come here, Lucy. Lucy! What exactly are you doing? I'm drinking. Again. Do you not think I'm going through enough that your sister's going through enough?
Fucking hell, Mum!
Spare me the pity story.
Oh. Why is she stuck in there anyway? It's not contagious. Yeah, after all this time, what exactly is she going through, huh?
You. Go to bed.
That cigarette was bloody awful. Mouth is still stale. Breathing it felt healthy, though. My body was finally rejecting something in a physical way. It was fighting. This morning was awful, though. Maybe it was the ciggy. Listen to me. Ciggy. I think it did something to me, though. I'm having a bad day. Yes, I know I'm never going to have a great day, but... A bad day means a pain day.
After all the excitement of last night, Dr. Edward sent some new shots over this morning. You do really need to take it slow, sweetheart.
Did you ask him?
Ask him what?
About walking. I really do feel up to it. If he says so, then maybe I could just try. What's the worst that could happen?
Molly, please. Stay still. If I miss this shot, then...
What's the harm, though? I mean, let's just try.
Pain.
See? Don't you think you should rest today? I mean, I know you feel like you can, but not today, sweetheart.
Okay, but... Tomorrow, I'm definitely going to try.
Today was not the day to push me back into the mattress. Bitch. Maybe I should just sleep it off today.
The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door.
Sleep isn't all that bad. This new lot of drugs Dr. Edwards sent me makes me dream. And when I dream, I go places. I materialise where I've never been before. Don't even have to focus that hard. Not even exotic places. The other day, I dreamt about a party Lucy had been to. She said she got with three guys that night. I don't really know what she means by that, but it sounds exciting. Sometimes they even ask me to get with them.
So, what are you heading after this, gorgeous?
I usually end that fantasy there, as I simply have no clue where it would go next. I'll ask Lucy what happens after.
I'm going to the shop. Want me to grab you that magazine?
Yeah, sure. More ciggies too?
Lol.
Oh, shit.
Need more charge on phone. Charge in your room, though? She nearly saw last time.
LMAO. Okay.
You're not fooling me, mate. Is it Saturday already?
It's Saturday morning, which means Mother is out. Lucy is sat at my window, letting the cold air creep towards me. We do this every week. Mother doesn't like us spending too much time on our own now. She says Lucy doesn't know how sick I am. Lucy is describing the old man at the record store. The fat old lady puffing on a cigarette, selling vintage fur coats to people she likes to call hipsters. I asked Lucy last week if she's ever had sex.
Yeah, once. It was all right.
The music and sirens are blissful. I don't need Lucy to describe things to me anymore. I close my eyes, leave my bed and join them outside. I let the people bump into me, turning my stroll into a dance along with the song. I run my hands through their fur coats. I don't know if people notice me. My wispy frame, my clumsy dancing, and truth be told, I don't care. I don't want to think about anything other than the music and the smells and what I can feel. If I pay too much attention to the detail, then suddenly I'm back in bed. Back in this fucking bedroom. This is Lucy's reality, though, not mine. Sex, fur, and music is not mine to experience.
Lucy?
I'll come back later.
No, wait.
Yeah, why are you keeping her locked up?
She needs to rest.
No, she doesn't need to rest. No, this is your problem.
I didn't even reach the store with the incense this time. Lucy scuttled out like a rat. I feel cheated. Oh, fuck this. Next week, I want to see the old man. I want to feel that fur. I want to suffocate on the smell of incense. Just have to figure out how.
She doesn't need to recuperate. Lucy! Good, you're awake.
Where's Lucy gone?
She thought it would be best to give some space for a few days. Just settle into using your new medication.
What? I don't need space. Is she okay? What are you doing? I've already had my shot today.
These are pills. Just collect them from Dr. Edwards. He said they'll help give you a clearer head. Huh? Get rid of some of that excitement so you can get focused on getting better.
No, hmm? I don't understand.
Just swallow. And sleep.
I'm sorry. I love you. I'll come back for you, Mole.
Ceiling. The wall. The window. The duvet. The mirror. The door. The ceiling. The wall. The window. The duvet. The mirror. The door. The ceiling. The wall. The window. The duvet. The mirror. The door. The door.
Thank you.
take this?
I don't swallow. She doesn't notice. Getting lazy now that Lucy's gone.
Hi, this is Lucy. I can't come to the phone right now. Please leave me a...
Where am I?
Dylan's party, duh.
But who? How?
Here, want a puff?
How did I get here?
What? It's not far. God, you're slow today, aren't you? I think you need a drink. Let's go get one.
Wait, why did you leave me up there?
Well, I'm right here. All you had to do was follow me.
So, where are you two gorgeous ladies headed after this? Shall we go get a drink?
We don't know yet. Molly?
What? I can't hear you.
He wants to know where we're going.
What?
Oh, right. A bloody dream.
There we go. I'll be back soon. Best if you just sleep and let this work till I'm back.
It's not like I've got anything else to do, is it?
Okay. I know it's been a long week.
The longest.
The silent treatment? Huh. Ask Dr. Edwards if mood swings are a symptom of anything,
Don't touch me.
The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door. The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door. The door.
Molly?
The ceiling, the wall, the window, the duvet, the mirror, the door.
Molly! Mol! Wake up!
You came back?
Yeah. We don't have much time. We've got to be quick.
Are you really here right now?
What? Yeah, here. Come on. Sit up and get ready. Oh, this room stinks.
What's going on?
I said I would come back for you.
We're leaving now?
Yeah.
What about my meds? Dr. Edwards said...
Oh, for fuck's sake! How do you still not get it?
There is no Dr. Edwards, Mole.
I've got us a taxi waiting.
You could probably just stay in your slippers now. Shut up and stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Fine, I'll do it then. Yeah, put your arm here. Yes, that's it. Okay, don't overthink it. Just one step at a time.
Okay.
Just look at the door and we'll be out in no time.
See? Like riding a bike. You never really forget.
One at a time?
One at a time.
Lucy and I is a play written by Chloe Harris, starring Jessica Darcy as Molly, Jordan Stevens as Lucy, Laura Riseborough as Mother, and Charlie Richards as the young man. The play is produced by Beth Moss and directed by Iona Hammond. Studio manager role was led by Dan Freeman. The script was edited by Yiliz Zunat, and production coordinator role was taken by Geneva Leal.